Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers. I'm your host, Allison Bachman, and thank you for joining me today. Happy Memorial Day. I hope everybody had a great day. It was totally beautiful here in Pennsylvania. It was about 81, just a little bit humid, a little bit warm. And I was like, whoa, do I need an air conditioner already? Because it feels like summer here in PA. And, you know, it's a holiday. And so, I don't know, maybe I goofed off today. Usually I stress over shows and I really plan them really fine detail, especially when I have guests, but today I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So, you know, what I'm going to do is, number one, the lines are going to be open for the duration of the show, and I'd be more than happy to do readings for any of you that want to call into the show, doing numerology readings based on your date of birth. And I'm going to be going over some interesting things that it's sometimes unknown things about numerology, and I'm going to be discussing those as well in between callers. So let me give you the numbers here. You're welcome to call in with your questions. Also, like I said, I'll be doing readings, perhaps giving you some insight, whether it's job, relationships, or what's coming up for you. And I would love to hear from you, so here's the toll-free numbers. It's USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And just remember that when you're calling in, if you're standing by your computer, step away from your speakers or maybe step into another room so that way we don't get feedback. And I'm not sure if I heard a beep or not. If we have a caller on the line, speak up.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Diane. Hi, Allison. Happy Memorial Day.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for calling the show. What can I do for you? Would you like a reading or a question or what?
Yes, I'd like a reading, please.
Can you give me your date of birth?
Yes, 4/13/1951.
Okay, let me just give that back to you. Hold on. We have 4/13/1951.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alrighty then. Let's see what we got here. All right. Now, this reading is based on your date of birth. It contains a significant amount of insight. We can't really bring the name in on the radio, but I'm sure that you'll get something out of this. Now, first off, I want to talk about this life path number of yours, which is derived from the date of birth. And, you know, whatever our numbers are, no matter what they are, we attract experiences because of the numbers. It represents energy, what our energy is, and we're going to attract into our life experiences having to do with that energy. Now, your life path is a 6, so it's telling me that you come into this lifetime with natural born talents and abilities of being a nurturer, of being the kind of person who has a great deal of love to give, the kind of person who does things for other people. This is cosmic mother energy, so you definitely have a gift with children, and if not with children, certainly you could extend that to animals.
Mm-hmm.
You have artistic abilities. Sometimes we see people that are actually our musicians, are artists or interior designers with this number. But if you don't get around to developing those talents, which quite often happens with people with 6 life paths, you may apply that in your home, like your home is your canvas. The beauty and the coziness and how your home looks is very important to you. Probably gardening or making things look pretty is one of the gifts of someone that has the 6 energy. You also, you know, 6s are basic. They're nurturers, so we find a lot of people that are drawn to healing and have natural healing abilities. And also, you're quite intuitive with people and emotions. You're really born to have a relationship. You're born probably of a large extended family, and part of your experience in this lifetime is to have your own family and children. And duty and responsibility to family will follow you throughout most of your life, meaning, you know, a lot of responsibility for the care of and the nurturing of those that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can feel a little burdensome, and especially the way that your life path is configured here. You know, it's not always easy for you because it's kind of sort of like your freedom. You know, sometimes it can feel like too much. And you have to be very careful to make sure that you take care of you, that you give yourself the same love that you so easily give to other people. You have to learn how to receive love as well. And this is considered to be a blessed life path, mainly because you come in with such a warm heart. And so there should be many blessings along the way of your life. You're protected to a certain extent financially. Six people are usually very good with business. They're very good in social situations. They're very good with community situations. They also very good friend energy, because you can see both sides of the situation, so you may be very good at giving advice to your friends. And there's a lot of intuition that comes in here with this. And as I said before, relationships. You're just, you know, the kind of person that's going to draw relationships. And you may have some problems with relationships in your life, but that's all part of the emotional realm that you came in on with that six energy. Now, your birthday, the day that you're born, the 1/3/13, that represents karma. And so what that's saying is, to a certain extent, you brought in a lesson from a past life. And what the 13 represents is, you know, possibly in a past life, you may not have engaged your talents. You may have had a problem with discipline. And to put it a little bit more, you know, sarcastically, you might have been a little bit of a slacker. So when you come into this lifetime, you're learning this big, huge lesson about applying yourself,
uh-huh.
Effort versus reward. And so, you know, and nothing wants to really come really easy for you. You really got to work at stuff to get it to happen for you. And this can almost make you a little bit of a disciplinarian, or maybe over-efficient, or maybe too much of a hard worker or workaholic. And
right.
When I look at your challenges, girl, I just want to say to you, number one, sense of humor. I mean, maybe a little bit too serious even, you know. Maybe you've accepted a lot of responsibility for your loved ones, and maybe you've worked yourself, your fingers to the bone, more or less. And maybe that has made you a little bit of a drudge, or maybe just too all work and no play. Do you understand what I'm saying there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Diane, because you've got these major, major three challenges. And what I want to say here is, it's talking old soul here. So you're an old soul because you got a zero first challenge. And I would really love to see the rest, what your name vibrates out to. But what I'm going to tell you here is, you had something going on in your childhood. I don't know if it's something you had to survive. I don't know if you had very strict parents, or somebody somehow kind of shut down your inner child, your playfulness, the lighthearted side of you. Somebody kind of took away your creativity and that kind of like childlike inner quality. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you've got this major three challenge throughout life. This is the only challenge that you know, it's one of the major challenges. See, a lot of us, we may have four different numbers here. You've got the same number throughout. It's a three, and a three. So it's saying it's a lifelong challenge. And so if you feel that you're over serious, that you perhaps get a little, your knickers in a twist too often, let's call it that.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe get upset, over upset about things, or maybe you're too much of a perfectionist. You got to lighten up,
uh-huh.
And you got to kind of get in touch with that inner child of yours, and you got to start being more creative. You actually have a gift with being creative. You actually have quite an artistic gift here, and also with words, either speaking them or writing them. You have a gift with artistic expression. The problem is this inner child has been stifled, and you inhibit yourself. Do you understand that challenge at all?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
So what I want to...
I grew up in an alcoholic family.
There you go.
So
there you go.
I had, but it's everything else you're saying I can really relate to. I do love animals. I love people. I'm a hairstylist, hair colorist, so that's my outlook. look to their creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I also give counseling to my clients through intuitive advice. Reiki. I do Reiki.
You're a healer, yes.
Yeah, and I've married the same man 3 times, who also has a life path number 6. So when you're saying about the karma, trying to get it right or do whatever, it's really kind of funny there because, everything that you've said I can really identify with.
Right. Well, I just want to assure you that I'm glad to hear that you have a creative outlet with hairstyling, and certainly you would make a great friend and a good counselor and a healer, and all that really, really is certainly written in your chart. Now, you're in this time of your life right now, probably since the age of 49. You've been here before in your life, but really you've got to understand that you've gone through all these experiences in your life, and they have brought you to this point, and you're in a Master 11 pinnacle for the rest of your life. And do you understand what a master number is at all, Diane?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, when you're under the influence of master energy, it's almost as though you are being enlightened spiritually. And you may have experiences that push you into that arena to consider more deeper spiritual philosophy. And on some level, you may even find that your heightened sensitivities, like you may find that your intuition is more than intuition, that borders on psychic. You may have clairvoyant, clairaudient experiences because you've got a lot of this energy around you that says you're connected to the spiritual realm and you're receiving messages from above. And you may find that you're a messenger more often than not during this time of your life where you take your life experiences or where you formed your truth, and you may want to share that with other people to help them with their lives. Do you understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And there's a real possibility of even, and even your Reiki healing, I would definitely pursue this during this time because you're very heightened with your sensing of energy and working with energy. So I would definitely pursue that, not as a hobby, but, you know, something more than that.
Okay.
And there's a real good possibility of you maybe being put into the limelight, meaning being noticed during this time. People are going to pay attention to you. And you're working with master energy here. You've got some important work to do in the latter years of your life that is directly related to the spiritual.
Uh-huh.
Now, the one thing that I do want to share with you, just to spend a little bit more time with you, is this year for you, to a certain extent, you're letting go of things or finishing things. You know, you might not have accomplished some things or finished some tasks, and
uh-huh.
It seems like everything wants to crop up in this year. You might even have relationships that have cropped up that you used to know somebody and they show up this year.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, you might even be working through a little karma with people this year. People might pop into your life. You probably never met them before, but they might have come in from maybe a past life. And they're coming to you to complete something with you having to do with karma. Maybe they owe you something. Or maybe you owe them something. So you might, if you get some of those weird deja vu moments with people coming in and out of your life this year, you know, that is a possibility. But you're finishing up stuff this year, and you're also letting go. So there's a lot of forgiving going on, and maybe things are getting a little emotional in your life, and you feel like, you know, clearing out the negative in your life.
Yeah.
And this can be relationships. This can be with job. This can be even with just your thinking. But you're going through this little metamorphosis this year, and you will definitely, by the time it's all said and done, and it'll feel a little emotional, but you're actually, in order to make way for the new things that you're getting ready to bring in next year, 2009, you have to let go of things this year. You have to make room, and that's what this year is all about for you. And you've got new opportunities really coming in for you. You may even want to start something brand new or bring something new into your life. Very significant next year. And as far as the rest of this year, I don't know if you've had some sudden unexpected events in May or moving or, you know.
I was thinking of leaving my job this month, and I think I probably will next month.
Okay. All right. Well, the month of May will make you want to make some changes. And, of course, you're in a 9-year, so that's going to make you want to let go of things that aren't making you happy. So that makes sense. Hold on a second. Now, I see, I think the biggest advice that I would give you is I think in September there's going to be a really intenseness about this letting go of things, and I think you're going to feel very strongly then. And I think you're going to know exactly what you need to let go of in your life, and you're going to be willing to let go of it in September.
Okay.
Now, in October, I want you to journal the events of October, because it's your it's a 1 month. And October is actually going to give you some insight into what 2009 is bringing you, okay?
Okay.
So you want to kind of write down, did you meet somebody new? Did somebody talk to you about this job? Did you maybe this class you wanted to take? But you're going to feel the need and the wanting to do some new stuff in October, and I think the universe is going to give you a little bit of a hint as to what to expect in 2009, so you really want to journal October, okay?
Okay.
So, Diane, was that helpful?
Oh, very much so, very much so. I know that my birth name, the one on my birth certificate, I do know that it totals a 9.
Okay.
I thought that that had part to do with the 6, too, and I thought maybe that had some effect on the 6. I don't really understand what your total name at birth, what...
Well, the life path number comes from the month
birthday.
Plus day plus the year. It's the day of birth.
Right. And
the name is your expression number, and that if you say yours comes to a 9, then you've got some major lessons throughout life that are about forgiveness, letting go, not carrying the past forward, and unconditional love. And this really brings the spiritual very strong around you. But it also brings in, you know, it's like life is a little bit of a revolving door with people in your life, in
yes,
and out and in and out.
Yeah.
But you got to understand you're a spiritual teacher. So on some level, when they come into your life, what you do is you actually raise their vibration by knowing you, by how you set an example for them.
Mm-hmm.
You make them better people, and when they've learned all that they can from you, it's time for them to move on. So, you know, the 9 expression or the name, what the name comes to, that's also going to bring you those experiences. And that also adds to that sad childhood that you discussed, alcoholic parents and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because usually people that have 9, they the only thing that I would want to share with you there that might help you to understand is if your goal in life is one of the things you're here to do is to learn compassion for those that are less fortunate,
mm-hmm.
then you have to be almost understand what it's like to be, you know, unfortunate,
right.
to need help. So quite often, 9s are put in a position of being a victim of something.
Yes.
Because it teaches them right off the bat, you know, if I ever meet anybody that's in this position, I'm going to be the first person that's going to reach out and try to help them. And then the other thing that you're learning in this lifetime is unconditional love. Well, you know what? It's easy to love a charming person.
It is.
But it's much more difficult to love those, excuse my French here, but SOBs in this life. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But they are actually your teachers. They have, you know, unconditional love means loving someone without expecting anything in return. So when you've got these people in your life that are really hard and difficult to love, you've got to understand that you're so contracted to try to work on this unconditional love and love them anyhow. It doesn't mean they got to live with you. It doesn't mean you got to keep them in your life, but you need to forgive them, wish them the best, and let them go and not hold a grudge, really. Unconditional love. So I don't know if that's helpful to you, Diane, but...
It helped very much because I was wondering why all those things did happen to me. But like you said, if you have the experience, then you can teach better. You know, I've been hungry. I've been cold. I've been with,
sure.
you know, friends that have been murdered. I've been with, do you know what I mean? That all these things happen, and that's why I think it brought out more compassion for everybody
it's
around
to get you
me,
in
I
touch.
Know what it feels like.
Absolutely. Because, you know, unless you've been hurt or unless you've been cold, unless you've been hungry, you don't know what it's like.
Exactly. It's just a word.
Yeah, it's just a word, but when you've experienced it, it puts you in touch with your heart, and you come with a beautiful heart, and you come with a lot of love to give, and you have a lot of compassion in your numbers. So, you know, that's all part of it. And, you know, the sad thing, Diane, and I guess I'll leave it like this, is that, you know, our TV, our media, magazines, books, they kind of give us all the impression that we come into this lifetime for careers and money and cars and big houses and to be beautiful and stay young forever, you know?
Right.
But truly, our souls are what plans out our lives. And what the soul wants to accomplish is learning compassion or learning to love or to nurture others or how to maintain a relationship and work in a relationship or how to work hard. There's all kinds of lessons that the soul... It's not necessarily lessons, but it's things that the soul wants to experience, and from those experiences, it raises its consciousness. And
we seldom look back at these things and realize that they were triumphs or they're things to be celebrated, that these were really great big leaps in our consciousness through that experience.
Opportunities.
There were great opportunities. And we don't celebrate these things. We just always look for the bigger car, the bigger house, the better job, and those sort of things as if that's a measure of our worth.
Right.
But our soul certainly did not intend those things. It's not that you can't have those things, because you can, but there are things far more important. So I honor, you know, especially your non-expression, because you are getting ready to move on, dear, to something different when you leave this lifetime. You know, whether it's not coming back again, perhaps a spirit guide or something a little bit moving on up when you're done. So good luck, Diane. It was nice to check in with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Allison. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so, as I said, the lines are open, and, you know, I'd be more than happy to do the same thing for you that I did for Diane, do readings for you. Again, I'm just going to really quickly give the numbers, but you also can find those numbers right on the front page of BBS. Toll-free, USA 877-876-5227. Toll-free from Canada, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. If you have a numerology question, I'd be happy to answer that and certainly be delighted to do a reading for you. And we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Allison. This is Drew, and I'm in Connecticut. How are you?
I'm very well, Drew. How are you?
Good for a gorgeous Memorial Day.
Was it warm there?
It's absolutely, well, I'm close to Philadelphia, so I'm in Greenwich.
Oh, wow. It was warm.
But this is my first time I've called. It's a great show. I was really impressed with your last reading. And if possible, may I have a reading, please?
You absolutely can. Give me your date of birth, please.
It's May 9th, 1961.
Okay. Did you say 61 or 51?
61.
Thank you. So I have May 9th. 1961, okay, and just give me a little second here, take a look. Oh, okay, now Drew, I just want to check your name here just for a second. I'm fascinated already.
oh no,
okay, I got it. All right, Drew, this is a reading based on your date of birth. Certainly looking at your full name in the whole chart really gives a ton of information, but I think you'll find this to be insightful. I think it usually works out pretty good. I'm going to tell you right off the bat that you're a 22 life path. Are you familiar with numerology, Drew?
Actually, no. I've had some astrological charts done, but
sure.
I've never done numerology.
Okay, good. Well, then I'll explain it all to you. I just didn't want to be tedious in my explanation, but I'll explain it. You're a 22 life path, and that is a master number life path. And in numerology, there are three numbers that are significant, and that's the 11, the 22, and the 33. It's very significant when it comes in as your life path number. And what the 22 means is that you have a connection to the spiritual realm through which information flows, meaning you have a tendency to be quite psychic, okay? But at the same time, you have this ability to be very practical, very grounded. You have this ability to be very efficient, very organized. You are what they call the master builder. You have the connection from above, but also the talents and ability to accomplish things, to build things in this lifetime. And, you know, we might talk about an 11, which is really a psychic number. But they're very much dreamers. They're very artistic, and they sometimes run around in circles. They have a hard time dealing with their energy. The reason why the 22 is the most powerful of all the master numbers is you have the psychic connection, but you also are grounded, and you have the tools to make use of your talents. So you are a visionary. You're here on some level to do something for the world. You are not a citizen of Connecticut or of the United States, but you're an international citizen. And certainly your number should bring into your arena an experience with international countries or at least citizens. You come to build something in a major, big way. And I'm talking physically build with your hands, meaning a building or something that we could touch. Do you understand? So something we can touch. Now, your birthday number is a 9, and this goes in perfect alignment with a master number because your soul came to do something for humanity, and the only way that it can achieve its potential is if it uses humanitarian energy, and the 9 represents, the 9 of the day that you're born, represents humanitarian energy. So you do have a desire to make this world a better place and to reach out for those that are less fortunate, to help those in need. Maybe on some level you want to use your energy to do something big in this world, you know, to make some major changes for the better in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And you certainly are a spiritual teacher. And the spiritual, both these numbers bring in around you more or less reaching out to spiritual philosophy and finding that in that you find your truth. Meaning conventional religion sometimes don't make a lot of sense. Sometimes it's in the spiritual aspect of philosophy that it starts to make sense to you. This is how it is. And so these numbers want to push you towards the more spiritual. And you also have, with the 9, certainly teacher energy, artistic ability, certainly the appreciation of the arts, if not doing things artistic. It makes you very magnetic. Both these numbers make you magnetic. You know, you would get noticed. You're not the kind of person that, you know, people would not notice because they're very electrified and very high vibrational numbers. Now, the life path 22, to just jump back to that, early on in life, certainly we vibrate to the lower version of that 22 because we can't run at master energy all the time. So we're talking here someone that is hardworking, somebody that is honest and has ethics and values, somebody that's very analytical, practical, methodical, you know, inefficient and organized and high managerial, if not the leader of the pack sort of ability there. Home and family being of importance, but the master vibration here is much bigger. And you get many experiences early on in your life that wake you up to your master potential. And, you know, sometimes people with master energy life paths, they have a lot more experiences in their life. Some of them could be considered to be adversity. But it's all meant to get you in touch with what it is that you came to do. Do you understand what I'm saying so far, Drew?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, in the early part of your life, I don't know if there was a lot of travel. We're talking probably birth to 32. But this is a 5 pinnacle, so this is like really kind of like things do not want to stay constant. You have to adapt to a lot of change in your life. Sometimes this can be a travel, a change in residences, change in circumstances, or just, you know, just constant unexpected events that come in the first pinnacle. The second pinnacle, I can't really see the rest of your numbers, but that had to do with your career, 33 to 41, you know, where this puts you around powerful and influential people. Whenever the 8's around, it wants to promote you and give you recognition. It also wants to teach you about power and authority, and it puts you around important people. It helps to push you forward successfully with ambition and career. And sometimes within an 8 pinnacle, there can be something that needs to be survived, because certainly the 8 is a number of someone that's very determined, somebody who can survive anything. Sometimes there can be obstacles having to do with money in an 8 pinnacle, and that certainly could have been the case between 33 and 41. 42 to 50, how old are you right now?
47.
Okay, so right now, you're in this 4 pinnacle. So this one is your taskmaster, more or less. It's teaching you the discipline, the discipline, the discipline. It's teaching you that nothing can be achieved without effort. You must put in the effort to reap a reward. It's a time of building, though, where you may be methodically building up, you know, like home and savings accounts and IRAs or whatever. But it's being frugal, being sensible, being practical, being grounded, and working very hard. And this pinnacle is not going to allow you to run, to jump forward or to run forward in leaps and bounds. But this pinnacle is going to actually ask you to just work within rules and regulations and limitations and learn how to discipline yourself. I apologize for the little barker. I adopted a Yorkie rescue, and she's busy helping with the reading, so that's great. Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay, so your last pinnacle is also a 4. So we're also talking here about continually, methodically working and disciplining yourself to build up something. Now, you also have money around you still during these times. I mean, don't get me wrong. You've got humanitarian work and money that comes in during these times as well. Now, with the Master 22, I want to give you one very important sentence that applies to you. You may be overwhelmed by your ambition. And what I mean by that is it's almost like you have a dream that's bigger than you, or something that you want to achieve that's bigger than you, or and you almost feel as though, how can I, one person, achieve that? But what I want to tell you is there's almost a magical quality about the 22 that if you commit yourself to your dream, what it is you feel you want to do, everything on the other side, all those forces will unite, and they will gather, and they will help you to achieve your dreams. Do you understand what I just said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now,
is it a matter of being proactive, or is it a matter of letting go?
It's proactive. You need to not be overwhelmed by thinking it's only one person trying to achieve so much. There is no limit to what you can achieve in this lifetime with that potential.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to let go of feelings of inadequacy or feelings of I can't do this or that sort of thing, I do think that your challenge, you've been through several challenges, one of which had to, hold on one second.
That's okay.
I hate her barking, and my husband is not. Roxy, thank you for your help, but stop, shush. Okay, stop, Roxy.
We should check his birthday.
Thank you for saving me from the evil whatever. Okay, thank you, dear. All right. Now, I'm sorry, it's just like me trying to let the information flow and hearing, my fault for not putting her up, bad Allison. But it was a holiday, so I couldn't. Okay. What was I saying? Can you remind? Oh, yeah, I was talking about your challenge. You did have a challenge at one point having to do with your own self-worth, your own confidence levels. But one of your major challenges in life is you don't probably see yourself as being as charismatic or as inspirational as you actually are. You actually have a gift with words and public speaking. You probably, maybe a little bit too serious about things. Just like I was discussing with a lady before about that three challenge, that
mm-hmm.
on some place, somewhere, somehow you inhibit yourself, or perhaps maybe your inner child, you're not as playful as you could be. So you've got to understand you've got some major artistic ability here and major ability with words and also as a public speaker. It's kind of like saying you came in being a star, but you just don't know it. Do you understand?
I do. I know that my personality is one where I like to be invited in. In other words, have people open to me first before
mm-hmm.
my initiation to others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that could be part of not realizing the star potential.
You need to walk into the middle of the room with the most popular people, and you need to just go, "Hi, my name is Drew," and start talking, because you really have a nice personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be what I would suggest there, to do that. Hold on. I'm just going to put you on hold just for a second, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, Drew, you there?
I am here, and your Yorkie is not a problem at all.
I know, but it's just bugging me. I'm like, Sam, get the dog. Okay. I want to share with you, I don't know if this year brings relationships around you or marriage issues or things having to do with family, but this year definitely wants to kind of bring the family in around you so that you have duty and responsibility to family. It would be a good year if you wanted to start a business. Certainly that would work out for you. But I'm really feeling as though you need to work on relationships this year. Next year for you is really kind of an inward journey. Now, you may find that you're, doing a lot more soul-seeking, inward reflection in 2009 as that comes in for you. Maybe even going to meet your guru, you know what I mean? Getting into the spiritual things more. Definitely it's a 7-year. Now, in the 7-year, the one thing that I want to tell you is that you want to rest. You don't want to push too hard with career. You want to take care of yourself. And if you get some time off, take it. And don't, the only way I want you to look at 2009 is this is a year that's written into my life that's going to allow me to think through my life and to think about my priorities and my purpose and get it straight, straighten it all out, so that when 2010 rolls around, you're going to be large and in charge because you're going to have some major things to do in 2010. So take 2009 as that more restful time. That inner
but 2009 may be a good year possibly to take a spiritual journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's where you want to go, you know, whatever. If you're thinking of learning anything or studying anything or doing any kind of spiritual work whatsoever, 2009 is, you're going to be insightful, intuitive. It's just perfect.
I have a drawing into Machu Picchu in Peru to travel there with one of the guests, actually, on BBS.
Oh, wonderful. Well, absolutely, it'll work out magnificently. You couldn't pick a better year for it. It's probably what that year is written for, so I would absolutely... I'm excited for you.
Well, thank you for the reading, and I was just curious, because I'm reading your bio, do you channel the numbers? Do you have, like, an intuitive sense, like the Akashic Records, or is it just through your interpretive sense of numerology, where you look at the numbers and there's different vectors with the pentacles? Like
very good question. I discovered numerology really as a child, and prior to that I was fascinated with biographies. And I would read the biographies of scientists and philosophers and things like that. And I actually, even as a little child, was trying to figure out, well, how do you get born and how do you end up being a famous scientist? So there was almost as though from the very get-go I was asking those questions. And then I discovered numerology book when I was a child. So to answer your question, when I began to seriously study numerology, I began to realize that I knew it and I didn't need the books, that I just knew what to do with it, how to use it. And my search with numerology wasn't so much about learning new things. It was tell me something I don't know, because I just seemed to know it almost like I brought it in from a past life. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the final thing was understanding channeling, because there is a source greater than myself that brings this through, because the intuitiveness with my approach with numerology, it doesn't sway from the numbers. But there can be many, many ways that you can express what you need to say about the numbers, and I do feel that there's an extreme amount of divine guidance. So I hope that answers your question.
It does, and I don't know if there's another call coming in, but I do have another question.
Sure.
You know, there's so much talk about the multidimensional aspect, and you made an interesting comment how I'm not a citizen of Connecticut or the United States, some of the world, but sometimes, honestly, because of this shift in consciousness, I really sense that what's happening around me is almost a visual, like I'm sort of working through this 3D form.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding that to be true in the dimensional shifts?
Mm-hmm. I half expect the clouds to, and the skies to part and show me what's really there most of the time. I feel like I have to pull myself back down. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's getting increasingly more difficult to stay here. You know what I mean?
And just wondering, like, the readings that you take place here on the earth plane, I mean, on some level, I mean, like that humanitarian aspect, coincidentally, I have a background in international relations, too, so that was tied right in.
Yeah.
But maybe that's already taking place somewhere else on another soul level that I'm not even aware of here. Or are you saying that everything that you're reading into is applying here in this plane?
You know, if I told you, and I think anyone that, okay. If I was to say that I know everything there is to know about numerology, that would be a lie. Because I don't think that there's anything that you can possibly know everything about. Do I know a great deal about numerology? Yeah, I'll put myself up against the best, but do I know everything now? I do feel onto a certain level that we are living multiple experiences. And I almost feel sometimes when I look at these numbers, I feel as though a person is working out the different scenarios to these numbers with choices in various other lifetimes. Do you know what I'm trying to say there?
Mm-hmm.
Like you come to a certain point in your chart, and you have a choice of overcoming the challenge, and your life will go in this direction. Or you can allow that challenge to prevent you from reaching your full potential, and so therefore it changes the scenario of the life. So for me, sometimes when I look at these numbers, I feel as though we are actually living out this chart in the various different ways that it can play itself out in other dimensions. I don't know if that's what you were asking me, but...
No, it's exactly it. I again, thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking with you, and I look forward to listening to more of your show.
Well, thank you for your questions, and thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it, Drew.
And thank you for the reading, and good luck with your Yorkie.
Thank you, dear. All right. Bye. Yeah, the Yorkie. Hello. You know, I have a great deal of sixth energy, I'll tell you. Tons of sixth energy. And so I always adopt rescues. And so my husband and I had a sixth wedding anniversary, and I adopted a Yorkie on my sixth wedding anniversary, which is technically the sixth is the cosmic mother energy, the child energy. And poor little darling never saw grass, so she never saw the outside. And so she's in my home, and I couldn't put her in a cage, folks. I just couldn't, you know. So I was letting her run free, and she finally found her voice. So I apologize for the barking, but it's a lovely sound, don't you think? So there you go. And we have a caller. Who's calling?
This is Gayla.
Hi, Gayla. How do you spell your name?
I'm really enjoying the show this evening.
Oh, thank you.
And it's a great Memorial Day.
Thank you. It is. Yes. How do you spell your name? I'm just curious.
It's G-A-Y-L-A. Like a gala affair.
I love it. I love it. I want to just look at that.
And we'll hope my dogs don't bark.
I love your dogs. If you don't mind mine, I don't mind yours.
No, I do. I do animal rescue, and I'm a dog groomer.
Well, I need your help with my Yorkie. She's a disaster. I'm telling you.
Yorkies are unique little creatures.
Oh my God.
They're very domineering, and they control the household. Or they'll let you know that they're very upset if you don't let them.
Well, you know, it's so hysterical that you're saying that, because the lady that introduced me to the Yorkie Rescue lives down the street. And, of course, she's got quite an affection for my little girl, the new one I adopted.
Uh-huh.
And so I took her down there several times to get groomed, and she fusses over her. So when I walk down the street with this new dog, little Roxy, she wants to go to what we call Grandma's house.
Yeah.
And when I stop to turn her around, she sits down and she refuses to come with me
because
she wants to go see Grandma.
Uh-huh.
So I end up carrying her back to the house, and I'm like, you little monster.
Uh-huh.
So what you're saying, Mom, is so true. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
they are very, they know what they want,
mm-hmm.
and if they don't get it, you're going to know about it.
Tell me about it. Well, she's adorable, and she'll fit in just fine around here because basically we're all easygoing, so we don't care. Okay, so what's your date of birth? What's your date of birth?
Well, actually, I'm a 22 also. I'm a 9-20-55.
Tab 20-19-55. So you're a 20 as well. 22, right?
Okay.
You know, even though this people may have the same life path numbers, it really depends on how those other numbers play out.
Yeah.
But yours makes you very intuitive. That 20 birthday, very clairsentient, empathic, very in tune to energy. Do you find yourself very in tune to energy, the buildings and people and that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because
mm-hmm.
you've got that going on with that 20 for the day of birth. And I don't need to repeat this stuff about the master number because obviously you've been listening.
Yeah, I've studied numerology some a little bit, too. I have some books on it.
Yeah. Now, what's really interesting is your 7 challenge. I was going to ask you, do you have issues with your mother?
Used to.
Okay.
We've really worked hard at resolving those since my son was murdered.
Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry. Well, you know, and I'm sorry about your son, truly. Was that, how old were you when your son was murdered? Because you have 2 11 pentacles. It's very possible.
Well, let's say I was 11 years ago, so I'd have been what? I'm 52 now. I'd have been like 41.
Okay, gotcha. Well, let me just tell you about the 7. Sometimes that whenever somebody has 7 challenges, that quite often can be related to the mother. And, you know, it's really interesting because have you ever read a book by Ellen Dodge?
Don't think so.
Okay, well, she's written about 5 of them on numerology. And she specifically wrote one on the challenges. And actually, Ellen was on our show for quite a while. And a mentor, and she, brought that to my attention. And it's, so I thought, well, you know, I've never read that in a numerology book, but I'm going to start asking people that have 7 challenges, do you have issues with a mother? And it's really interesting because the answer is always yes. At some point in their lives, they've had issues with a mother. The seventh challenge really means that you've got an incredible ability with spiritual, being a spiritual teacher, or bringing forth spiritual philosophy that's not been brought forth before. Certainly, it's the wise old sage Buddha energy that you have, but sometimes the challenge is in digging deeper, not accepting things on face value. Sometimes, you know, there could be not getting a connection to that specific energy. But whenever you're challenged to something, it actually means you have an immense talent at it. So that seven energy is you've got that clairsentient thing down pat in your energy between the 20 birthday and the seven challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a specific question, seeing you know
so
much?
I do. It'll be 3 years ago this August that I purchased this property up here in the mountains of the Smoky Mountains. And I love the area up here.
Uh-huh.
But the one thing, I guess I was so caught up in the energy of this whole mountain up here, because I feel it's where I'm supposed to be, but I forgot to check, could you make a living here? Okay. Every year that goes by now, it's just, the whole property was a little foreclosure place, a little farm, and it's literally just put me close to bankruptcy. Being a dog groomer, people here have such menial small incomes in this county. In fact, it's one of the poorest counties in Tennessee.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that I truly can't make a living, and so I'm really faced with a dilemma here, Allison, that I love this house. If I could pick it up and move it somewhere closer, 30 or 40 miles closer to a large city.
Sure, sure.
That's what I would love to do. But
exactly,
I'm going to have to
make
a
big
decision.
How old are you right now? 40?
Pardon?
You're how old?
Oh, I'm 52.
52.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so I see you're in this 11 pentacle. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, there ain't a whole lot of years left in this body to do this physical grooming.
well, you know, I
figure I'm good for another 10, 15 years, so I need to make it count.
Well, you know, I have to beg to differ because we are in our productive years when we hit the age 45, 50. That's when we take all of our experiences that we've ever had, and we've reached a place of maturity, and we've incorporated those experiences into our being, and we're better prepared to make use of our energy, and it's our productive years.
Mentally. Not physically.
Well, you're under this the 11 pinnacle. You know that in your latter years. And certainly, you know, sometimes in 11 pinnacles, I have to be honest, sometimes there's a loss, meaning you have to let go of something in order to open a door for something.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I can tell you for certain, and I've lost track with thousands of numerology for people. The one thing I know for certain is everything happens for a specific reason.
I believe that 100%.
Sometimes in order to open the door to something new, we have to let go. And change is not necessarily something we all jump on because we all want to know what we're going to be doing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us don't go with the flow. And sometimes we hold on to something and we just refuse to let go of it. And the universe tends to have to show us over and over again, no, you need to let go. Come on, then they pry our fingers off of things and they make us let go of it in order to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily the case, because if you're telling me that you purchased this land or went to this place 3 years ago, that was year, which was a time for new beginnings, where you were starting over, bringing something new into your life.
Yeah.
What I want to tell you about this year is you are in a 3 year, which is wanting, as you move, and I think you're going to have to probably wait a little bit for this to peak for you because you were born so late in September.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to show you some fruits of your labor, meaning it's going to show you that the seeds that you planted are starting to grow. And it may not be like where it's going to bring in buckets of money, but it should start to get better because a 3 year is usually a positive year.
Okay.
Now, the good news is if you had to sell, and let's say you had to sell, you probably would do okay selling in this year.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is give it a little bit of time because I don't think you've been planted there long enough to let this
grow. I figure I'd give it till fall to see what happens.
Right. Now, I do see you as being busier next year with work because you're moving into a 4 year next year, which is really going to want to bring work around you. Now, you may want to think in terms of, all right, if the grooming is not bringing you the kind of, let's just say, monies that you need to maintain. Maybe get into, like, building maybe some small kennels, and maybe boarding would be...
Well, I already do that.
You already do that. Okay, well, that's why I heard boarding.
With the gas prices and the food prices, and with already a very poor economy around here, it's pretty much turning the lights out on this little small community.
Right.
And I also raise teacup poodles.
Do you really? Okay.
And I have my place, I have myself now in a position where I'm 100 miles from the large metropolitan areas either way. I'm kind of like in the middle of Tennessee, but I'm 100 miles from Nashville, 100 miles from Knoxville. And so people with these gas prices now don't want to drive out to purchase their new little loves to take home.
Well,
so I feel like I really kind of shot myself in the foot by moving out here this far out into the boonies.
Well,
gorgeous, gorgeous countryside, but
I would say never say never. Okay, and again, I do feel. Let me just look at these months here. I think in how you are probably feeling this financial crisis in May because you got an 8 month going on.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have 8 months, we tend to think in dollars and cents, and we tend to think about our careers, and we tend to think about our financial status.
Mm-hmm.
And even next month, you're really going to be struggling with, well, do I need to let go of this? That's a 9 month, and you're going to struggle and think, should I let this go? Should I let this go? But July, I think you might get a new opportunity. You know, because July should be a good month. So I'm just kind of, and also I can see where in November, you may have the opportunity to if you're going to make some changes, November's the time when you may make those changes because that's the month that's going to allow you to make those changes. And also, again, in January because you've got a 5, a 6, and a 5 coming up. That will allow you to make the changes to jump to a different place to live or, you know, you might try advertising on the Internet and maybe get, you know, because I know people.
I do advertise on the Internet.
What'd you say?
I do advertise on the Internet.
Well, it may be economically suppressed in one area, but I assure you other areas are still doing okay, and sometimes you can attract a client from, you know, that wouldn't even care if they even flew the animal, you know, if it's that important to them. So I wouldn't give up hope. I do say strongly that you're in a 3-year. Please continue to try to manifest this dream. Spend some time, 15 minutes a day in meditation, picturing yourself with a thriving business, paying your bills, having people call about the dogs, doing the grooming, picture yourself financially stable. Spend 15 minutes a day as if it was homework because you're in a 3-year which wants to allow you to manifest your dreams.
Okay?
So please don't give up yet, okay?
Okay, hon. Thank
that
you.
Be, okay. All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks. Well, you know, I've only got 2 more minutes. Wow. The night goes fast. Well, one of the things I want to say, and I'm going to have to cut off callers because I really can't do you justice in 2 minutes doing a reading or even 1 minute now, but I do want to tell everyone that's listening, first off, thank you everybody that called in. I really appreciate those of you that took the time to listen to the show. I appreciate that. And if you are interested, I do encourage you all to sign up for my Visible by Numbers newsletter. It's got a great price. It's free. And all you got to do is email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com and put the word subscribe in the subject line, and you can get the spelling of that email address right there on the front page. And I publish this newsletter once a month, and it's great because it gives you your personal monthly forecast delivered to your email every single month, so that's a good deal. Lets you know how to deal with the energy of the month, what to look forward to. I also give you some great information about numerology, cool websites, books, and a lot more. And you also, once a week, I let you know who's going to be a guest on Visible by Numbers, so it's a great newsletter. So email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and I would be happy to subscribe to you. And my time is up, so thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I'll be back again next Monday. And I wish you all a lot of love and a lot of abundance. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.